July 8th through the 14th. Acts chapter 6 through 9. What wilt thou have me to do? Begin by reading Acts 6 through 9. The suggestions in this outline can help you identify some of the important principles in these chapters, though you may find others in your own study. If anyone seemed like an unlikely candidate for conversion, it was probably Saul, a Pharisee who had a reputation for persecuting Christians. So when the Lord told a disciple named Ananias to seek out Saul and offer him a blessing, Ananias was understandably hesitant. "Lord," he said, "I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints." See Acts chapter 9, verse 13. But the Lord knew Saul's heart and his potential, and he had a mission in mind for Saul. "He is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings, and the children of Israel." See Acts 9:15. So Ananias obeyed, and when he found this former persecutor, he called him Brother Saul. See Acts 9:17. If Saul could change so completely, and Ananias could welcome him so freely, then should we ever consider anyone an unlikely candidate for change, including ourselves? Ideas for personal scripture study. Acts chapter 6 through 8. My heart needs to be right in the sight of God. A growing church meant a growing need for disciples to serve in the kingdom. According to Acts chapter 6 verses 1 through 15, what qualities were the 12 apostles looking for in those who would serve with them? As you read Acts chapters 6 through 8, note how these qualities and others were demonstrated in people like Stephen and Philip. What was lacking in Simon, and what can we learn from him about being willing to change? Is there anything you feel inspired to change to ensure that your heart is right in the sight of God? See Acts chapter 8 verses 21 through 22. How might making this change bless you as you serve God? Acts chapter 6 through 7. Resisting the Holy Ghost can lead to rejecting the Savior and his prophets. The Jewish leaders, though charged with preparing the people for the coming of the Messiah, rejected Jesus Christ and demanded his crucifixion because of their pride and quest for power. How did this happen? Stephen declared to them, "Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost." See Acts chapter 7, verse 51. What do you think it means to resist the Holy Ghost? Why does resisting the Holy Ghost lead to rejecting the Savior and his prophets? As you read Acts chapter 6 through 7, look for other messages that Stephen taught the Jews. What attitudes was he warning against? Do you detect any similar attitudes in yourself? What do Stephen's words teach you about the consequences of resisting the Holy Ghost? How can you be more sensitive and responsive to the promptings of the Holy Ghost in your life? See also the video, The Martyrdom of Stephen, on LDS.org. Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. Besides Stephen, who else was martyred for their testimony of Jesus Christ? Stephen is the first known Christian martyr, someone who was killed because of his or her beliefs, after Jesus' resurrection. Many other saints throughout history were also killed because they would not deny their faith in Jesus Christ. Some of these are mentioned in 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verses 20 through 21, Mark chapter 6, verses 17 through 29, Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, Mosiah chapter 17, verse 20, Alma chapter 14, verses 8 through 11, Helaman chapter 13, verses 24 through 26, Doctrine and Covenant, section 109, verses 47 through 49, section 135, verses 1 through 7, and Abraham chapter 1, verse 11. It is likely that after the Savior's resurrection, all of the apostles except John died as martyrs. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. The Holy Ghost will help me guide others to Jesus Christ. What do you learn about sharing the gospel from the accounts in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39? How did the Holy Ghost help Philip? How is sharing the gospel with others like being a guide? See Acts chapter 8, verse 31. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 31. When I submit to the Lord's will, I can become an instrument in his hands. Saul's conversion seems very sudden. He went straightway from imprisoning Christians to preaching Christ in the synagogues. See Acts chapter 9, verse 20. As you read his story, ponder why he was so willing to change. To read Saul's own description of his conversion, see Acts chapter 22, verses 1 through 16, and 26, verses 9 through 18. Note that by the time of these accounts, Saul's name had been changed to Paul. While it's true that Saul's experience is unusual, for most people, conversion is a much longer process. Is there anything you can learn from Saul about conversion? What do you learn from the way Ananias and the other disciples reacted to Saul's conversion? What will you do to apply these lessons in your life? You might begin by asking in prayer, as Saul did, "What wilt thou have me to do?" Or you could write this question as a title in your journal and record impressions that come to you over time. See also Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Waiting on the Road to Damascus, in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2011. Or the video, The Road to Damascus, on LDS.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Acts chapter 6, verse 8 through chapter 7, verse 60. Compare the accounts of Stephen in Acts chapter 6, verse 8 and Acts chapter 7, verses 51 through 60 to the accounts of the Savior in Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 46. How did Stephen follow the Savior's example? Acts chapter 7, verses 51 through 60. How did the Holy Ghost bless Stephen when he was being persecuted? When have we received strength from the Holy Ghost during difficult times? Acts chapter 9, verse 5. Does your family know what kick against the pricks means? A prick was a sharp spear used to drive animals. Often the animals would kick back when pricked, which would cause the spear to sink even further into the animal's flesh. In what ways can this analogy apply to us? Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 43. Consider inviting your family members to draw pictures of the stories in Acts chapter 9, verses 32 through 43. What do they learn about true discipleship from Aeneas, Tabitha, and the widows of Joppa? How could someone who is full of good works help others believe in the Lord? See Acts chapter 9, verses 36 and 42, or chapter 60, Peter brings Tabitha back to life, in the New Testament stories, pages 156 through 157, or the corresponding video on LDS.org. Improving personal study. Liken the scriptures to your life. As you read, consider how the stories and teachings in the scriptures apply in your life. For example, when have you felt full of the Holy Ghost in times of trial or persecution? See Acts chapter 7, verse 55.